On the record.
Good afternoon. We are on the record. Today's date is Monday, June 9th, 2025. The time is 1:32 p.m. My name is Marisha Childs. My pronouns are she, her. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. We are on Zoom today. It's a tow appeal hearing, cause number 1250103. The appellant's name is Gianna Guerrero. We're on Zoom. I see a square that says Gianna Guerrero. If you can identify yourself, please, for the record, state and spell first and last name and your pronouns, please.
It's Gianna, G-E-A-N-N-A. Guerrero, G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O, and I'm she, her.
Can you pronounce your first name one more time?
Gianna.
Gianna.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Thank you for that. So the city, the police bureau is the city bureau that towed your vehicle. They are not here for this hearing. PPB they've never shown up for a tow hearing. If a party fails to show for a hearing, nobody automatically wins or automatically loses by default. The hearing simply moves forward in their absence, and any evidence that has been uploaded in support of that party's position is simply read into the record as if they were providing oral testimony. I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties. And I'm just going to open this up just to verify the notice of hearing was sent to the bureau, which I'm sure it was, but I'm just putting this on the record. So the notice of hearing is Exhibit 3 that was sent to the parties on June 5th. And that states that the hearing is scheduled for Monday, June 9th, 2025, 1:30 p.m. That was sent to Police Bureau at publicrecords-ppb@police.portlandoregon.gov. The email did not bounce back. There was no indication that it was not deliverable. There was nothing in the file that indicates that the Police Bureau was not going to be here. So I'm going to make a finding that the Bureau received proper notice of this hearing and that they are waiving their right to be present for this hearing. So we will move forward without them. We're on Zoom, and although I can see your face, it's not the video that's being recorded. It's just the audio. The audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing.
Okay.
So I am a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether the tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires, if I find a tow valid, if two requirements are met. One, the procedural and notice requirements have been satisfied, and two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. Because this was a police tow, so there was no parking citation. So I will spare you anything about what to do if you have a parking citation. Ms. Guerrero, did you receive the statement of rights in this case?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any questions about what you read?
No.
Okay. Do you feel ready to move forward with the hearing today?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. All right. So when I scroll through this case, I see that there have been 15 documents that have been uploaded. These are documents that you have uploaded some of these documents. The Police Bureau uploads some documents as well. And then the hearings office clerk has documents that were sent to the parties, and they upload documents just so we kind of know where this case is in the process.
Right.
These 15 exhibits are not part of the record yet, but I would like to make them part of the record by admitting them. And what I mean by that is when I if these exhibits are admitted, that means that I can rely on any evidence that is contained within those exhibits in making some decisions about this case. Do you have any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 15 into the record at this time?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So I'll admit exhibits 1 through 15 into the case. Next, I'd like to get you sworn in, and then we can get some testimony, okay? If I can get you to raise your right hand, please. Great. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say, I do.
I do.
Great. You can put your hand down.
Okay.
Okay, so first things first, you were sent an email that this hearing was going to be bifurcated because I had questions about vehicle ownership, and I see that you did upload the vehicle bill of sale. Thank you for that. And I have looked through that vehicle bill of sale, and I reviewed it before we started this hearing. So I find that you have submitted sufficient evidence to show that you are the vehicle owner and that you are properly before me for this hearing. So you have a financial interest in this vehicle. So let's move forward with the substance of this tow. So you tell me why you believe that this tow is invalid.
Well, about a week and a half prior to it being towed, I had tried to report it stolen. And because it was stolen. It was stolen by this guy named Edward, the one that got pulled over, that same guy. And I had just moved from one apartment to another. So I misplaced my title. So I wasn't able to make a police report at that time, but I did call the police and try to on the day. I screenshotted the picture because I didn't know how to get any like documents of my police, like me calling the police, because I know I talked to one person, a guy, and he could see that I called every time I called, like the non-emergency line. So I had that. And then because I couldn't really do anything until I found my title, I decided to call the Mead building to try and find Edward's PO and talk to her. And so I did. And I figured his PO out, and I let her know what happened. And I was, like, devastated because I lost my jobs over this. And she didn't do anything. She didn't do anything about it.
The PO, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. And
what did you want her to do?
Well, she said she was going to, by the time she called me and let me know that she was going to go looking for him, and if she didn't find him, she was going to issue a warrant. But when all said, when everything was said and done, she didn't do anything like that. And so, obviously she didn't, because he didn't have a warrant when he got pulled over. So, because I didn't even talk to her, because I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere with her. I even talked to the PO of the day, and tried to go there. And I just kept trying to call whoever I could to get some help. And, I'm like, nobody was in charge. I couldn't get a hold of anybody that could help me. And so when I found out that it was in the tow yard, Edward called me and let me know it was at 21st Century Towing. That's what he told me where it was. So I called and they said, no, they didn't have it. So I'm like, what, is this a joke? Like, is he just trying to say that to me so I'll stop looking for my car? You know what I mean? And so,
do you know Edward? I guess I'm so confused.
Yeah, I used to talk to him, but he took my car. He took my car knowing he's just somebody that I met and I messed around with, I guess. And
you guess? You don't know if you did?
Well, I did. Of course I did.
Okay.
But I would, I it wasn't nothing like that. Like, we were more friends, if anything, I guess. Okay. Not really friends, because a friend wouldn't do that to somebody. But he just was down and out, and he asked me for some help to help him move his RV. And that's what I was going to do, was help him. And
took your car. So when you tried to report your car stolen, was it that the law enforcement wouldn't let you make a stolen vehicle report because you didn't know where the title was?
No, yeah, well, because I didn't have the title in hand. So there was no
point. You need a title to make a stolen police report, stolen vehicle report?
I guess.
But did you call to make that, or did you go in person?
No, I called. I just called the non-emergency.
But you have the title, but you just didn't have it in your hand at that second.
I couldn't find it.
So they wouldn't take your police report?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was like crazy. And I'm just like, what? And I just felt defeated. So that's why I went to the PO and then was thinking like, okay, he's on probation. He's a felon. He had a gun. And I let the PO know that too. And nothing was done. Nothing. And then by the time I was able to find out really where the car was, it had already been like 2 weeks in.
Did you, at any point, did you try calling law enforcement to report your vehicle stolen again?
Now, when I found my title?
Yes, after you found your title.
No, I did. I didn't know I could.
Why not?
I didn't know because it was already in the tow yard.
Oh, so you, okay. So what I'm asking about is, so you tried calling after your car is initially stolen. You tried calling law enforcement to report that the vehicle is gone.
No.
Okay.
No, I reported, I did that way before the vehicle even got towed. Way before.
No, I don't mean towed. I just mean before it left you. After the vehicle left you, before it's towed.
I was
the moment the vehicle is stolen from, you no longer have it. And you know your car is stolen. You call law enforcement and you say, my car is stolen. I know who took it, right? And they say, do you have a title? And you said, I do, but I don't have it in my hand.
Yes.
And they did you call back at any point?
A lot of times.
Did you call back law enforcement and say, I got my title. I'd like to report my vehicle stolen.
I didn't find my title until there was a hold on the car because they needed ownership, proof of ownership. So now I'm digging through all my stuff and I'm like, I just moved. And so I'm digging everywhere trying to look for this title. And then I find it finally. And that took me a couple weeks. Because I kept thinking like, I don't know where I put it. Like, I know I put it somewhere where nobody would find it, obviously.
Including you.
And, And so I was like, I tried everything before that to reason. Like, I got the insurance. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, the only reason why I knew what the VIN number was is because I still had the paperwork for the DMV, because I was in the process of getting it registered in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Because and I just got the car.
Is your vehicle still in storage?
I believe so.
Okay. Do you have funds to get it out of storage?
No. No, I don't. I just had to pay them $200 just to get my stuff out. And I didn't even have that. Luckily, my mom's cousin was took me because I would have never been able to pay for that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, well, let's see. Proof of attempted police report. I see this as Exhibit 9 in the record. This was a phone call.
Yeah, I didn't know where I could get those type of records.
So 823-3333 is 311, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, I did that for the date. So that if you needed to call the anonymous, if you needed to ask, you could give them my phone number. I know it's under my phone number.
Oh, I'm not calling. I'm not doing any of that. That's not my job. My job is not to do your job. My job is only to. I didn't know what I could do. I'm not calling anybody. I'm not calling anybody. These are things you. So you've uploaded these documents to show me that you have done a thing, as proof that. So I'm not calling.
I didn't know who I could call to get that type of record.
Okay. So,
know what I mean? So I didn't know who I could get that information, like the detailed information.
Details about where your vehicle is and like how much it is.
The first time that I called to report my car stolen.
Okay. So, okay, I think I understand.
And then I even applied for the hardship, and I got approved for that too. So I did have at least 300.
What do you mean you applied for a hardship? For this tow?
Mm-hmm.
You applied for a hardship. You were granted a hardship.
Only 300.
So who gave you $300?
They didn't give it to me. It's a hardship fund for towing. So I just have to show the proof from my email.
Okay. But I thought it was my understanding, and maybe I'm wrong, that the hardship, you needed to do the hardship, and it was through PBOT, and it needed to be before the hearing. But you're at the hearing, so now I'm confused about where this hardship...
I did it before.
But then why are you... This. But you don't normally have a hearing when you get through the hardship?
No, because I couldn't get it out. I didn't have the rest of the money. It was a lot of money. It was like $1,100, $13 or something, $100. And a $300, I got the most you can get from the hardship is 300.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to dig any deeper into that, although I do have questions. I'm going to keep moving. I've just got so many questions because there's so many peculiarities. I'm not blaming you. Yeah. It's certainly not your fault. You don't know. You call for a hardship. Because you need assistance. I get that.
Yeah, I was trying to get any type of
help. But you called PBOT, though.
No, I didn't call them. I just did everything online.
You applied for a hardship online, and you were granted a hardship.
Yeah.
Through PBOT or through PPB?
I think...
Because your car wasn't towed by PBOT, so that's why I'm confused about the hardship.
It's through Oregon.gov.
Here, now, can we go off the record for just a minute?
Yes.
We're going to go off the record. Appellant, we're going to put you back in the waiting room for just one moment, please.
Okay.
We're back on the record.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Guerrero. So I just needed to kind of clarify some bits and pieces. You're muted, just so you know, which is fine.
Okay.
This is typically how it works. Typically, if you are requesting a hardship, you don't get a hearing. You do one or the other. You request a hardship, it's either a thumb up or thumbs down. Like, yes, we'll give you some money, or no, we don't have any money, we won't give you any money.
But, oh, I had no idea.
It's either you do, you request the hardship, or you don't request the hardship, but you request a hearing. But you don't
get... Oh, I didn't know that, because the tow company is the one who recommended me do the hearing.
Because okay.
I told them that I didn't have enough money, and I was still like, I kept looking at my rights online, trying to figure out, like, I don't understand this car. It would have been reported stolen, and I have proof that it was stolen. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
even though I wasn't able to make the initial report like I wanted to, I did. It was stolen. You know.
I hear you. I hear you. There is no disbelief that you thought that your car was stolen and that you tried to report it stolen. Let me tell you what the police report says. The police report says this is dated May 6, 2025. I'm just going to go ahead and go through this, even though I don't entirely believe that you are entitled to a hearing. I'm going to humor you because there are some things that are peculiar. It says, quote, "This is a report. This report is a summary of events that were recorded on body-worn camera. Any statements, unless otherwise specified, are approximations based on memory. For specific information, please refer to the video recording. On May 6, 2025, I was working routine patrol at East Precinct in the area of 82nd Avenue and Southeast Division. I observed a blue Jeep driving with no license plate on the front or rear. I conducted a traffic stop. I identified the driver as Edward Jones. Ed Jones did not have a driver's license. His was suspended per DMV. The passenger was identified as Mariah Vasquez. She was not wearing her seatbelt. Jones told me the car belonged to his girlfriend, but he could not spell her name. I removed Jones from the..." I guess that must be you.
No, I wasn't even his girlfriend. That's the thing. It was funny. That's just...
Okay.
I read that part, though.
"I removed Jones from the vehicle without incident. I searched the vehicle and found nothing of value. Jones was given a tow for driving while suspended. Jones and Vasquez got their belongings from the vehicle, from the car, and left the scene. 21st Century Towing arrived and took possession of the vehicle. Nothing further at this time," end quote. So let me tell you what the code says. The code addresses specifically stolen vehicles. And it says, let me see. That's not where it is. Let me tell you in short what it says. It basically says law enforcement can tow your vehicle if it's stolen, right? If they find a stolen vehicle, they recover it, they can tow it, and they can tow it at your expense. This is why I was asking you questions about, did you report your vehicle stolen? And it sounds like you made attempts to do that, but because you didn't have the title, they wouldn't take your report, which is also weird. I also don't need to know the details of how PPD does their business. But usually what happens is somebody makes a police report, their vehicle is stolen, and they say, if my vehicle is recovered, I want to be notified so I can get it, rather than you tow it because I don't want to pay, right?
Right.
You didn't get that because the report wasn't properly made because you couldn't find the title, which is so weird that that's the reason. But regardless, you couldn't make a stolen vehicle report. And so even when they find your vehicle, you can't recover it because you didn't have the title to report the vehicle stolen. So now that means you are responsible for the towing and storage charges. If you received a $300 hardship waiver, that $300 is basically just going to serve as a credit that goes towards the balance that is owed. So that means you would still have to pay $900 some odd.
If you
cannot pay, which girl, I suggest you start asking around to all your friends. Can anybody give me a couple $100? Because they will auction your vehicle, and you don't want that. You don't want that. If you can. I don't know what the status of your income, your friends, any of that. But
well, they already—it's already was too late. Like by the time I was able to find my title, and then after it was already so many days before I even found out it was even in there. It was just I literally only had like less than a week to get that money in. It's probably gonna be auctioned.
So the code says when a vehicle may be towed. 1632.10. A vehicle may be towed and held at the expense of the owner or person entitled to possession of it from any public right of way when number 5, the vehicle has been reported stolen. Interestingly, your vehicle wasn't reported stolen. But if the vehicle was picked up, here we go. The vehicle, here's 1632.20, towing without prior notice, states a G. Any authorized officer may, without prior notice, order a vehicle towed when the vehicle, I'm sorry, a police officer reasonably believes that the vehicle is stolen. I mean, I think there's pretty good, strong evidence that the officer must have thought this vehicle was stolen, even though...
Yeah, because he totally destroyed it.
And it also says a police officer reasonably believes that the vehicle or its contents, no, that's not it, constitutes evidence of an offense such as towing is reasonably necessary. No, the vehicle is in possession. Here we go. The vehicle is in possession of a person taken into custody by law enforcement and no other reasonable disposition of the vehicle is available. So there's a basis for towing your vehicle and that you are responsible for the towing and storage charges. So that means you remain responsible for the towing and storage charges.
Okay.
So what happens next is, I will write an order. I'm not sure if I should write. I'm going to write an order that says that the tow was valid. The tow was validly authorized. You're responsible for the towing and storage charges. Whether or not you're able to get the vehicle out of storage is really a separate issue that I have nothing to do with. I have no say in that. I have no ability to change the amount that is owed. I can't do anything about that. But I empathize with you. This is it's an awful situation, and I wish I could do something more, but I cannot. So what happens next is I will write an order. That order will be consistent with my findings here today. That will be sent to you via email the same way you received notice of this hearing. It'll probably come to you sometime later this week. Okay? I wish you the best of luck. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
We're off the record.